Friday, Saskatchewan. A big win last night for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. We were on the air past midnight. The only thing that good that happens after midnight locker is the Green Zone postgame show, I've come to know. As
it is a defining line of good versus evil. Because anytime I have been, and it doesn't happen often, anytime I have been up past the witching hour.
I'd be shocked if you're past awake past 9 o'clock.
Doesn't happen very often. Things just, they don't go well.
I have certain rules for things after midnight. I do not tweet after midnight. That's just a... Just to make sure you don't say
I am
or tweet
pretty
anything regret.
Certain that you have broken that rule since I've known you.
Well, it depends. Is there a sporting event going on? Did I come home after a post-game show and I just want to ramble off some thoughts? Sure. But if there's a beverage in front of me and it's after midnight...
Put your phone away.
Yeah, put the... never a good idea.
That's a really smart idea.
This is some... learned advice from across time. Okay, it is Friday. I'll request Friday. Do you have a victory song? That would probably be one of my top victory songs. That gets me in a good mood. Money City Maniacs by Sloan. 1-877-332-8255. Locker, what song puts you in a good mood?
Don't do it.
No, I don't have it queued up. I honestly don't. I do not have it queued up. I could get it if you want me to. I'm legitimately asking.
There's no way that he has it.
Try him. What is it?
Big Head Todd and the Monsters.
There's no way he has that. Let's get to the starting lineup.
I want a little Johnny Lee Hooker today. You know what song I'm talking about.
Let's go!
Each and every day, we begin the Green Zone with the starting lineup, the top sports headlines, and game number one, win number one for the green and white.
Empty backfield, Harris, end zone, touchdown, Samuel Amelis. Harris, off to Bertrand Udonis. After the catch, five, touchdown. The Saskatchewan Roughriders like this, though. Opening night. In the 2025 Canadian Football League season belongs to the home side.
Yes, it did. 31-26, the final last night for the Saskatchewan Roughriders. They start the season 1-0. Thomas Bertrand Hudon better have gotten a game ball last night for two touchdowns, filling in for the injured A.J. Ouellette.
Or maybe it
was Kerfala Exume filling in for the injured Roland Milligan Jr. Or maybe it was Mitch Pickton filling in for the injured Kean Schaefer Baker. Or maybe it was Daniel Johnson filling in for the injured Peyton Collins. Yeah, the injury bug bit hard during game number one last night. But resilient, depth, the Riders have it. They win up next Saturday night, next week, June 14th. It will be the Rough Riders in Hamilton against Bo Levi Mitchell and the Tiger Cats.
Was it Daniel Johnson that had to flip out the jersey when he was going in?
That was Micah Johnson.
Oh, okay.
Went from 4 to 57. He never actually had played a snap on the offensive line, but he was ready to go just in case. As the emergency fill-in for the offensive line.
All right, and tonight, Friday night, baby, game two, Stanley Cup Finals.
McDavid, the ball scores! Leon Draisaitl, game one hero!
6 o'clock start in Edmonton. They'll be in Florida as of Monday night. We've got an announcement. We'll get to details coming up in just a bit, but we're doing a watch party for game three, which will be in Florida. And
the Our watch Oilers, party's in Saskatoon, not in Florida. We didn't have budget for that. Our watch party, just to clarify, is in Saskatoon.
The game's in Florida.
Yes,
we'll be watching in Saskatoon. That is an excellent clarification.
So to be clear,
Oilers taking game one. Can they bounce back? Also, if at any point, if you want to jump on your armchair analyst soapbox and drop us a text or a phone call about your predictions about the game tonight, 877-332-8255.
All right. Well, yesterday I said all the coaching openings have been filled. Marco Sturm is the head coach of the Boston Bruins.
There's like eight.
Well, the Dallas Stars opened up another coaching opening as Peter DeBoer. I wonder why he got fired.
I didn't blame it all on Jake, but you know the reality is if you go back to last year's playoffs, you know he's lost 6 to 7 games to Edmonton, and we gave up 2 shots on 2 goals in a an elimination game.
I wonder if the owners heard that and went, "Yeah, well, you were the coach of losing those games in which Eagle got off the poor starts in an elimination game, Peter." Yeah, okay, we're done. Jim Neal said, after careful consideration, we believe that a new voice is needed in our locker room to push us closer to our goal of winning the Stanley Cup. Of course, Peter DeBoer has one of the best winning percentages of a coach.
It's crazy.
But he's never gotten there, right? He's never gotten to the point of winning a Stanley Cup. And Dallas is believing they don't need a new goaltender. They need a new coach behind the bench. So Dallas is looking for a new coach. Peter DeBoer has been fired.
And the Ottinger thing in Game 5 with him, like the awkward pulling after the timeout, I mean, that's what we're all looking at. But apparently there is rumors that there were multiple things that apparently, were happening behind the scenes.
Yeah, apparently the exit interviews didn't go well for Peter DeBoer when the players were talking to management with Jim Neal.
So it wasn't just that, probably a combination of things. We'll move over to the NBA. The Pacers surprising OKC last night.
Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving. Pulls off. Jump shot. It's good! It's good! Tyrese Halliburton does it again!
If at one point OKC was up 15 points.
With like 9 minutes left.
So they came back and won a close one, 111 to 110. 4 Canadians taking part. 2 on the Pacers. 2 on OKC. SGA had another record night, 34 points. He's the NBA MVP. Game 2 in Oklahoma City on Sunday night. This title, this championship, will be the first for both franchises, which I was like, what? The Pacers have never won?
Nope. Never did it. They're too busy losing to the Bulls and the Knicks and things like that.
They've always been in that. They've been in one of those, that conference where it's just crazy, right?
Yeah. Anyway. A Canadian at the top, near the top of the leaderboard at the Canadian Open.
Taylor pours it in. It's 10 under par. He's 2 back.
And when this guy sees his name near or at the top of the leaderboard, he goes full pedal down.
If you recognize that voice is Saskatchewan pro golfer or former pro golfer Graham Dillette, who's also helping out some of the Golf Channel broadcast. But Nick Taylor, 10 under. Second place, 2 shots back of the lead. Of course, Nick won the whole thing a few years ago as the first Canadian a long time to win the Canadian Open. As for if you're pondering what's Rory McIlroy up to, I'm pretty sure he was booking his flight home by the turn of the 9th hole today. He will miss the cut.
He's not going to be happy.
He'll be
his performance
heading to.
He was +5 the last time I checked, and there's guys in the clubhouse at -12 right now, and it's. It's Friday. It's the second round. We're in the double digits minus numbers. It's crazy.
Okay.
They're tearing this golf course
up. It's time to make our special announcement for Monday, our watch party in Saskatoon for Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final. What we have to offer you, if you're in the Saskatoon area and can join us Monday at Sports on Tap, for game number 3, we're making you work for it because not only do you get a VIP table, but we're going to spring for some appies, couple of drinks, table of 4. That's what we have to offer you to join us Monday night for game 3, Sports on Tap in Saskatoon. This was Locker's idea, by the way. He wants to make you work for it because you can text in voice memos to us on the Green Zone. So say It's like, oh, I can't call in right now, but I'll do a quick voice memo on a ranch or something like that and do that. You can do it and send it to 1-877-332-8255. Locker wants you to give us your best rendition of... So look up the lyrics. If maybe you don't have to look up the lyrics. Maybe you just know it off by heart.
Put it in the couple of bars.
Yeah. Send us your best rendition of Pink Pony Club, and we'll get your name in the hat for the VIP table.
So how are we picking here, Jamie and I? Are we picking the best? Are we picking singing voice, comedic value?
Like, no.
What are we doing here?
You do it, and you're in the draw. I don't care the quality. I'm not picking the best. If you're brave enough to go on the phone and record yourself singing Pink Pony Club by Chapel Roan, you will get your name in the draw. And then let's say 520. 520 this afternoon.
Okay. I like that. Yeah. And like Jamie said, we've got sports on tap. We got a VIP table for four. So you and three friends, and we'll pick up some drinks and some appies. We'll put that on the Green Zone tap. Okay.
There you have it. 1-877-332-8255.
The real prize is they get to hang out with us.
Yeah. That's the prize. I was hoping people would participate, but now you threw that in there. Like, maybe not. Well, 1-877-332-8255.
Gavin, you don't need to request Pink Pony Club. Okay? It's an all-request Friday. Jamie's probably going to play it 14 times, so it doesn't need to be a request, but thank you for the text.
It's all-request Friday. They can request whatever they want, Walker.
I'm just saying it's kind of a pointless request just based on how you manage the music on this program.
All right. I won't limit you. If you want to hear Pink Pony Club again, I'm more than willing. All right. Send in your voice memos of Pink Pony Club. I want to hear them to get your name in the draw for our VIP table, Sports on Tap. Monday night for Game 3. By the way, we'll be there all afternoon from 2 to 6 with a live edition of the Green Zone heading into Game 3. And it's right here on the home of the fans, 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Keep on dancing at the Pink Pony Club. I'm gonna keep on dancing in West Hollywood. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the Pink Pony Club.
Yeah, Derek, there you go. You're in the win now. Derek wants to join us. He's from Saskatoon. Sports on Tap Monday. VIP table up for grabs. Just send in your voice memo of your dulcet tones. Doing your best Chapel Roan to Pink Pony Club.
We got a VIP table for four, so you and three friends will be able to join us. Sports on Tap will be there at 2 o'clock, broadcasting the entire afternoon before the Oilers game three.
And then we'll shut up at 6 when the game starts.
Yes, we will. And the Green Zone tab will take a bit of a hit. We'll grab some appies and some drinks for our VIP winner. So keep sending your couple of bars of Pink Pony Club.
Just like Derek. Now Derek's won. Is he going to win? Are you going to step up to the plate? Get your name in the draw? 1-877-332-8255. Jamie and Locker with you here in the Green Zone on this Friday, going into the weekend. Of course, game number two tonight, the Edmonton Oilers and the Florida Panthers, the Stanley Cup Final. A reminder, you have a chance to win a VIP table for four. You and three others to join us, Sports on Tap, Saskatoon, on Monday for the Game 3. We're having a Game 3 watch party in Saskatoon. Get some appies, some drinks. But how brave are you to win this VIP table? If you're available to be there in Saskatoon Monday night to watch the Oilers and the Panthers, we're asking you to, in your phone, put in a voice memo or voice to text. You know, you can record your voice into a text message and send it to 1-877-332-8255. Don't call the line and sing to Scott. We want you to text the voice. He's thrilled. He's thrilled that you're excited to call and sing to him, but text in your singing, and we will get you in if you're brave enough. We already had one in that called up earlier in the show. Derek. Michael, you're in.
Pink Pony Club. I'm going to keep on dancing at the Pink Pony Club.
There you go. Michael's in. He's in. Sing Pink Pony Club by Chapel Roan, the victory song of the Edmonton Oilers. That's grown and grown and grown in popularity in Edmonton. So now they're playing it in the building after La Bamba for Oiler victories. Text you singing 1-877-332-8255, and we'll get you into the draw.
Britton Gray cannot enter the contest.
Britton Gray can't enter the contest because Britton Gray can't sing. That is one.
I don't know about that. You don't know?
You were at the Christmas party when he tried to sing
Creed. He rocked it.
Hi, Britton.
Jealousy is not a good shade on you, James. I'll just say that when it comes to singing.
You never disappoint. Green Zone Rider Reporter, Britton Gray. It's all about the show more than the singing, right, though, Britton? It's all about the performance.
I will say you need to work on your dance moves, Britton, because I thought there was a little less of that than I thought there would be when I heard you were going up to perform at the Christmas party in December this past year.
Well, that performance wasn't for you, Locker, so it really doesn't matter.
Okay, let's talk about the performance of the green and white on the field yesterday. Mosaic Stadium, 31-26, the final. Britton, let's start with the positives. What were some good things you saw from the Saskatchewan Roughriders last night to kick off the season?
The positives, Sam Amelis had a great game. We talked about him possibly being one of the top receivers in the CFL. He kind of went on and showed how good he can be with 133 yards and a touchdown. I mean, Thomas Bertrand Houdon, we were all excited to see what he could do when given the opportunity, and it turns out what he can do is score two touchdowns when given that opportunity. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. I thought the defense, it's the Corey Mace defense. Listen, we can talk about all the yards they gave up. Yeah, they gave up more points than they like to admit, but that's how Corey Mace defense works. It's you give up some yards, but you can be opportunistic. Corey Mace was disappointed. He probably felt that there was probably two or three interceptions that team should have had based on this defense. But so you don't like the yardage, but it's kind of how they play. I did like the way that the defense found a way to win the game. There were some sacks late when they needed it, and that's what great teams can do. It's find ways to make the plays when you need to win, and that's what the Riders did.
Britton Gray, negatives from last night's performance, keeping in mind that we did get a win.
I mean, our injuries, can we count that as a major negative? We don't know the status of A.J. Ouellette, Keen Schaefer-Baker, Roland Milligan, Peyton Collins, who actually looked pretty good in his first CFL game. What's their status? How deep does this team have to go in the injuries? And then, I mean, you would like ball security, right? There's two fumbles that just shouldn't happen. That interception, Trevor Harris kind of just threw it up there, but I don't know how you feel about that one. It's just some ball security issues. It was a win. I thought for the most part the Riders looked dominant compared to the Ottawa Red Blacks, but you need this team to finish games off. As Trevor Harris said, self-inflicted wounds, and you have to play full 60 minutes to get wins in this league.
I was asked earlier by Justin Blackwell to grade the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, and I gave it I'm going on the premise that an A-plus is you know, Grey Cup caliber, smooth sailing, you know, just one of those dominant games. I probably dropped it down to a C-minus for the Rough Riders as
That's
a whole.
A little low, Jamie. Come on.
They got to win. That many turnovers? You let it, you're up 31-14 and then don't score any more points and let them off the mat. You have the weird
minus is like just above a.
It was a they passed. But come on, Britton, I think if you ask Corey Mace, he might agree with me that on the C minus. No?
I don't know about a C minus. I think that's a little harsh.
You think this team last night was
C-plus. C-plus.
Oh, wow. Wow. I was so far off from a C-minus to
a
C-plus. A B?
B's a little heavy. B's a little heavy.
Oh, my goodness. I wish you were my grade 9 English teacher. I wouldn't have had a 65.
Now, if you'd look at it, the Riders, if you take out the first two drives and then kind of that fourth quarter on the offense, that was a D-plus performance, those first two drives and part of the fourth quarter. But second quarter, third quarter, that team looked like they were going to
pull
Ottawa out by 40 points. It was an A performance there for a stretch of that game. I think that this team, that first start, you can kind of blame it more on the fact this offense didn't play a whole lot in preseason. They kind of wore off their rust. Concerns absolutely about the fourth quarter and how they finished that game and didn't put Ottawa away. But I think it's a disservice not think that at some points in that game, they looked like they were going to blow Ottawa, who some people, including myself and Dave Naylor, have in the Grey Cup as possibly blowing them out by 40 points.
I'm just giving them room, that's all. You're giving them a B right now. Well, oof.
B strong. C-plus is too low, though, I think. We got to win. That's a home opener.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That was great. Very little passing grade. C minus is a passing grade.
Very few preseason reps.
C's get degrees, boys. Let's go. I just say there's a lot more room to improve to get to a B and an A. I see this team as that performance on what they can put out there, which will be their A pluses. I think that they can go a lot better than they did last night with the turnovers. Some bobbles here and there. There's some sloppiness, as you'd expect in a week one. Now, if you're grading on the curve as a week one performance, okay.
That's kind of what I thought I was doing there. That's why I'm giving them a C+. So I have a question about the kicking staff, Britton. Overall, outside of Lawther, there's got to be a little bit of concern there, no?
I mean, Joe Couch only had one punt in the game, I think, and it was the kind of rugby punt at the end of the game. You're concerned about maybe the holding because there was obviously the hold there. And that's kind of a part we never talk about in terms of the Riders punters is that they are the holders. Adam Korsak was a very good holder. That's something Joe Couch is going to have to work through. And maybe that's why the Riders weren't willing to maybe go with him, right? We know what his leg can do. Placement, you can have some questions about it. But holding is going to be so important as well. And you have to wonder, maybe that's why they went out and signed James Evans there, to bring him in as someone who could, maybe Brett Lawther can trust a little bit more with the holds.
Yeah, that was that hold on the
that looked a little rough.
53-yarder was something malfunction at the junction.
Was he trying to spin the...
He spun it the wrong way, I think. I watched it back because I'm a nerd. So I get home at 1:15. TSN was actually showing the game from 1 to 4 a.m. I did not watch the whole thing. But I was watching back and I watched that play again. And it's like he turned it, but he turned it the wrong way.
He's trying to get the laces out of the way, I think, or something.
So it was a little bit of a timing thing. And then he went right to the sideline with the Jorgen Hughes. And congratulations to Jorgen, 150 games played last night. And right away, right to the sideline, right away, we watched it live in person in the stadium. And they couple of snap, boom, 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 right back just to, okay. And then I don't think there was an issue for the PATs or anything like that after that for Joe Couch. But what hurt his average, though, Britton, because the average doesn't look that great, is that pooch punt at the end.
Yeah.
Because he could only kick it like 30 yards anyways. He put it in the perfect spot, though. Like, he did exactly what he would have been asked to do, which is pin it to the corner to the sideline and, you know, don't kick it out of bounds to give them time to play again. So, but the average doesn't show up very well on that one for Joe Couch.
And that first fumble, was that the right move? He threw it back, and then they tried to kick it again. Like, what?
No.
I was thinking that didn't look right on a number of levels.
It worked out okay because Brett Lauder made a play to punt it down the field, but I'm sure Corey Mace just eat it, just jump on the ball.
That's what I was thinking.
Take the turnover on downs. I'd imagine that's what. Britton, what do you think?
Absolutely. Eat the ball, get it down, because not only do you risk a fumble and who knows on a return like that, because all the offensive linemen and everyone else covering the kick is looking forward. It's just the defense coming at you. That can turn into a fumble recovery for a touchdown real quick. And you also don't want someone like Brett Lauther taking an unnecessary hit based on someone trying to run.
I thought they were going to steamroll him. That when he was scrambling, I'm like, oh, he's going to eat one here.
Yeah, you don't want to get him hurt. That's for sure. Okay, Green Zone Rider reporter Britton Gray. Have a good weekend, Britton. Do you have an Oiler prediction for tonight?
They probably win at home again. Let's be honest. 5-3, Edmonton wins with an empty netter in there.
5-3, empty net goal. I had 5-2, but I have a blowout, and then the Panthers scoring some late ones to make it look respectable.
I got a 3-2 win.
Okay.
In OT.
Britton, thanks for joining us this Friday. Have a good weekend.
You as well.
That is Green Zone Rider reporter Britton Gray.
Excellent answer.
But the Oilers win?
No, it's a recall thing. Don't worry. We can move on.
1-877-332-8255. If you want to join us at Sports on Tap with the VIP table, we have one to give away. To enter this draw, you have to be brave. You have to get your vocal cords all warmed up and sing Chapel Roan's Pink Pony Club, the Oilers celebratory song, into your phone.
We're getting a lot.
And text us.
I didn't think we'd get this.
And then in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll announce who gets that VIP table. VIP table of four, Sports on Tap. See you Monday in Saskatoon for our Game 3 watch party for the Oilers and the Panthers in the Stanley Cup Final. Joel, you're in.
Pink Pony Club. I'm going to keep on dancing at the Pink Pony Club. I'm going to keep on dancing down in West Hollywood.
Yeah, Joel. You're in the draw, Joel. We'll see if your name comes out of the hat in the 5 o'clock hour. I like he kind of tried to country it up a little bit, right?
He did. Yes, he George Straited it.
Yeah. Love that interpretation.
Oh, fantastic.
Keep the text coming if you want that VIP table. The draw will be in the 5 o'clock hour. Text. Don't call Scott. We've had a few people call and just straight up start singing in Scott's ear. Just text us your voice memos at 1-877-332-8255. Coming up next, it was one of the strangest reasons for a retirement in NFL history. We'll remember it next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Is this a business? Pepperidge Farm remembers.
It's up.
Sidney Crosby, the golden goal.
Down goes Frazier.
And after 22 years, Raymond Moss.
Promise me I'll be back.
It was on this day in sports history. It goes down as one of the weirdest retirements in NFL history. It didn't last very long, but Joe Namath of the New York Jets announced his retirement because the National Football League was trying to force him to sell his shares in a New York establishment known as Bachelor's 3. The reason they wanted him to sell his shares before he could play football again is because they hired a private investigator to tap the phones and believe the establishment was being used by the New York mob and went, Joe, if you're associated with this, you're not playing in the NFL. And Joe went, nope. There's a picture of Joe Namath behind the bar. And he retired. He said, nope. You can't do this to me. I have every right. And it didn't last very long. A couple of weeks later, he sold his shares and started playing in the National Football League. But on this day, Joe Namath announced his retirement because the NFL thought he had mob ties, which he probably did, in Bachelors 3 in New York.